I'd like for you to pray with me as we open our hearts to God's word this morning. Father, I just thank you for your precious word. I pray, Father, that we would esteem, hold in the highest regard, and love your word. I pray, Father, that you would speak to us today, to each and every person, Lord, in a way that will change our lives. Lord, we believe there's life-changing power in your word. And so, Father, we open our hearts to receive it, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we are continuing our series on peace. We had a brief break from it last week for Mother's Day, and what a great word Carmen brought to the church to speak life. And I heard and saw the repercussions of that message this week as some of you were putting that into practice in your life. We're going to go back to this series on peace this morning. I believe it is something that is desperately needed in the church today. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, says, "My peace I give to you." It's available to us. Through prayer with thanksgiving, we can have a peace of God that passes understanding. In Isaiah 26 and 3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Now, how many of you have got this peace thing down? Now, if you raise your hand, will you just be praying for the rest of us? Because for most of us, it is a battle. It's something that we are learning and we're working on. But I can tell you personally, I certainly haven't got it down. No, I'm telling you, we know it's for us, and we're trying to have peace, and we know we shouldn't be anxious or stressed, but too often we find ourselves worried, troubled. I listened to a preacher this week. He was talking about peace, and he said, "Well, we can't help it. Sometimes we're just going to worry. Sometimes we're just going to be stressed." But I want you to know that is not what the Lord has for us. Is that the natural way? Is that just the way life is? Well, it is, apart from the Word of God and the promises of God. Apart from the promises of God, well, sure, you can't help it. You're going to worry. Apart from the supernatural peace of God, of course you're going to be stressed and you can't help it. But we're not going to water down the truths of God's word. We're not going to lessen God's power. We're not going to tone down this peace of God to fit in with a stressed out, anxious society. But rather, as the children of God, we want to learn to walk in all that he has for us and to see this lived out in our life every day. It's a supernatural peace. The Prince of Peace says, "My peace I give to you." So I'm saying this morning, we need this series. I've never done a series on peace before. But I see that there is a stronghold in our culture, a stronghold that has even taken a hold in many believers' lives, in their heart and mind, a stronghold of worry and stress and anxiety, where most believers even have been taken in by this attitude and this constant stress and anxiousness that's so prevalent in our society. It's all around us, and it just seems to be the normal way, to the point where even preachers are saying, "Oh, well, we just can't help it. It's just the way life is." But I'm telling you, We need to tear down that stronghold. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You see, we need to tear down that stronghold of stress, worry, anxious thoughts. We need to take those thoughts captive and not allow that to rule in our lives any longer. But I'm going to tell you, to tear down that stronghold, you're not going to do it with the ways of man. You're not going to do it with just the natural means. No, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God. We use the Word of God to tear down the strongholds that the enemy has built. I want to tell you, it's not an easy thing to change the way you think. And when a stronghold has been built in your mind where this is your regular pattern, I'm telling you, it's not an easy thing, but our weapons are mighty through God. We can change it. And I am determined in my own life that I'm going to live a life of peace. I'm going to live in the peace that God has for me, and I'm not going to allow anything or anybody, no devil, nothing, to keep me from the peace of God. He said, "My peace I give unto you." And if He wants to give it to me, I want to take it. And I'm not going to let anything keep me back from it. So I'm encouraging you this morning to get a hold of this message of peace. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, it will bless you. It will bless your family. It'll bless everybody that knows you if you walk in peace. I believe the truth of God's Word can set us free from worry and stress, and we can live the way our Father wants us to live. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Do not worry." That tells me that I don't have to worry. If He tells me, "Do not worry," then don't tell me that I can't help it. He doesn't tell me to do anything that I can't do. I know I preach loud sometimes, and sometimes I get a little wound up. And sometimes people say, "Are you angry?" So I'm confessing this morning, I'm a little angry. I am angry that the powers of darkness have robbed God's people of their peace far too long. But I'm even more angry that there are foolish, deceived preachers standing in the pulpit telling people that it's okay, this is the way we have to live. No, it's not. It is not what the Bible says, and I'm going to preach and teach God's Word no matter what it looks like, no matter what culture says, and no matter what some preacher on TV says. This is what the Bible says, that we can have great peace. It's for us. Jesus says, "You don't have to worry. Do not worry." Now, the world says, if you're not worried, well, either you don't have sense enough to worry, you know, with all that's going on and things going on in our world. If you're not worried, well, you're some simpleton. Or, even worse, you just don't care. That's the attitude of the world. It's also the attitude of a lot of carnal believers. I'm telling you, we're not supposed to worry. And it's not because we're simpletons, and it's not because we don't care. It's because we know of Heavenly Father who's taking care of things. We know a God who can do anything. Why should we worry? The Father knows the things that we have need of. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, He tells us, "Don't be anxious about anything." That tells me I don't have to be anxious. If I'll pray with thanksgiving, I don't have to be anxious. Whenever we are stressed over something, we can turn it over to God in prayer. We don't have to be stressed. Now, I'm telling you, it's so important for the Christian that we have this peace. You see, without it, stress will wreak havoc on your soul. Troubled mind, a troubled heart. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, don't let it. He didn't say, now y'all can't help it. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. I'm telling you, without peace, the stress of this world, it will take a toll on your body. All kinds of health issues. In fact, almost every year, they step it up. They learn a little bit more about how much the mind is affecting the body. And I'm telling you, when you are stressed out and anxious all the time, it's taking a toll. In fact, statistics show that when, now this is the typical thing, I'm not telling you this is the way it has to be for a believer, but the typical pattern is that when a loved one has to do long-term care and taking care of, for example, an Alzheimer's patient, that even many years later, 10, 15, 20 years later, it affects that person's health. I'm just telling you, we need the peace of God. Without the peace of God, it makes it really difficult to treat people the way that you're supposed to treat people. You're supposed to love everybody. That's a challenge, amen? That doesn't come easy. I mean, some of us, we have a hard time just loving our family, much less our neighbor and our enemy. But you sure can't do it when you're all stressed out and anxious. You just can't treat people right. When you're all stressed out and anxious, you can't really minister to people. You can't really witness to people. Your eyes are focused on your problem and on yourself, not on helping somebody else. I'm preaching good right now. We need to realize this is serious. We got to get the stress out and get a hold of the peace of God that we're supposed to be walking in every day. You know, one of the ways that peace is so important to us is in following the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit. In fact, Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And that word for rule is, the idea is an umpire who makes the decision, who says, ball or strike, yes or no. When you let the peace of God rule in your heart, you know what you're supposed to do in any given situation. Now, you know, the Lord can speak to us a lot of different ways, and most often He speaks to us through that still, small voice. He can speak to us through an audible voice. He can speak to you through a donkey if He wants to. He can speak to you through another person. He can speak to you through a dream, a vision, or an angel. But a lot of times in life, we don't necessarily hear this voice, get this dream with the writing on the wall or whatever, and yet there are choices and decisions in life that are not clarified in the Word of God. Are you going to buy this car or not? Are you going to buy another one or not? I mean, there's just all kinds of decisions, you see, and it is the peace of God that should rule in our hearts. It helps us to follow the Lord's leading. And when you're all stressed out and anxious, it makes it really difficult to follow the Lord's leading. One of the reasons that people make so many bad choices, because they're stressed out and anxious. If you're stressed out and anxious, don't make a big decision if you can help it. I'm just telling you. You need to pray through first. You need to get the peace of God. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Trying to decide if you're going to take that job? Don't take it if you don't have peace about it. I don't care how much it pays. going to get married, and you're standing at the back of the church ready to walk down the aisle, and you don't have peace about it, don't do it. I'll tell you what the world will say, and carnal Christians will say, oh, it's just cold feet, baby, you just go ahead. And over and over and over, a year, 2 years later, they're getting a divorce. If you don't have a peace about it, you don't do it. If you don't have a peace about it, you don't buy that car. You don't buy that house. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how great a deal it is. If you don't have a peace about it, you don't do it. You let the peace of God rule in your heart. You see, and when we don't have peace, and we're all anxious, we're stressed, it's like a pilot flying a plane through the clouds without instruments. See, a pilot doesn't have to be able to see as long as he's got his instruments. And we don't have to know all the ins and outs and everything that's going to happen as long as we have our peace. But when you lose your peace, you end up making foolish choices. I'm just telling you how much we need the peace of God every day to walk in this peace, to live in this peace, so that we can be who God wants us to be and do all He wants us to do. So vital to the believer, so many ways. Psalms 119, verse 165, and this is our key verse this morning. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. What a fantastic promise from the Word of God. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Great peace. It's big. It's big. He says, and nothing will cause them to stumble. The King James Version says, nothing will offend them. And here's what it's saying is that nothing will get to them. Nothing will get them bent out of shape. Nothing is going to cause them to go the wrong direction because they've got peace. Great peace. I'm telling you, this peace is so big, it's big enough for you to roll over the problems of life without getting all upset and anxious and stressed out. Wow. That's peace. That's a great peace. I want that peace, don't you? He tells us this great peace is for those who love His law. We got to love the Word of God. And what will cause you to stumble? What's going to upset you? What's going to upend you? What's going to mess you up? He says, nothing. He didn't say, little stuff won't. No, he said, nothing. Nothing. And yes, the Hebrew word here means nothing. Nothing will cause you to stumble. Nothing is going to get you rattled. Nothing is going to upset your apple cart. Nothing is going to mess you up. Great peace. Is it possible, church, for us to get to the place where we have such peace that even if we had an onslaught of persecution in our country where the church was being attacked physically, could you still have peace? I see it in the Bible. I see it in the men and women of God of the Scripture. that no matter what happened, they still had peace. When they threw Paul and Silas in the prison, they're in there singing and praying, praising God. How could they have such peace? You see, this supernatural peace, it's available to us. But we have to avail ourselves of the promises of God. And this promise, like so many other promises, it has a condition. It is for those who love His Word. You don't have to get angry, frustrated, mad, upset, bent out of shape. I'm telling you, there is a peace that's for you this morning. It says, and nothing will make them stumble. Now notice this. The Bible never promises us that we're not going to have any problems. It never says, and there won't be any stumbling blocks in your path. I can assure you, there's going to be stumbling blocks in your path. Some of you, you may have a stumbling block before you get out the door this morning. You may stumble over something the preacher says. Do you know that there's a lot of Christians that aren't even really serving God and living for God, and they're not involved in the work of the Lord today because somebody said something, somebody did this, and man, they stumbled hard. They lost their peace over it. They got all bent out of shape. There's going to be things to stumble over. Every day you're going to have the opportunity to lose your peace and to be stressed and to be anxious. Every day there's going to be something that comes up. This verse doesn't promise us no problems, no stumbling blocks, but it promises us that we can have a peace that's so big that it can't cause us to stumble. We don't get offended. We don't get upset. We just keep going with God. You know, we all have problems to deal with. And sometimes God will enable you to just step over that stumbling block. Sometimes He'll direct your path around it, and sometimes He'll give you the grace to walk right through it. But I'm telling you, He says nothing is going to make you stumble. So what does it take to mess you up? I can be honest with you this morning and just say that I got a long ways to go in this area. You know, you serving the Lord and being a good Christian, and all of a sudden something happens and gets you all riled up. Something upsets you. What gets you bent out of shape? What's it take to get to you? What makes you anxious and upset? A couple of weeks ago, FedEx drops off a package at the church on a Saturday morning. Well, guess what? By Sunday morning, somebody else had taken it. I get a little bent out of shape over stuff like that. Just got to tell you. You go to the fast food and you pick up your order and you bring it back and you open it up and they messed up my order. I hate mayonnaise. You can't get it off. It's ruined. If you ask me after the service, I'll tell you where they get mayonnaise. Just. The county tripled the taxes on part of our church property, that portion that we pay taxes on. At the same time, the city offers us a fourth of that to buy it from us. You do the math. What's wrong with this picture? Gets me bent out of shape. I'm just confessing. But you know what? That's all petty stuff. But you know, we lose our peace sometimes. We stumble over things, and at the very least, we don't act very Christ-like when we do. Somebody said something ugly to my daughter. They're ready to whoop somebody. Saying all kinds of things that not only aren't very pastorly, but not very Christian. And I decided that I had to be a Christian. But how much better if I had peace? And I just turned it over to God and trusted God. I'm just telling you. Somebody had been a part, an integral part of a church for a long time, and one day they just disappear. They just quit coming. Don't say a word to anybody. That upsets me. So often I'm down to the last minute and trying to get my message ready, and I feel so inadequate, and I get stressed and anxious over it. What does it take to upset you, to cause you to take offense? What does it take for the enemy to get to you? What happens when you lose your job? What happens when a family member faces a serious illness? What happens when maybe even you go through a divorce? Or what happens when there's a death in the family? I'm telling you that even in the gravest of circumstances, even in the most difficult times of life, that there is a peace that we can have, a great peace, that even in those times, we won't stumble. We won't take offense. We won't get upset, but rather, we'll be able to have the peace of God because we're looking to Him, we're trusting in Him, and I'm telling you, I want that peace. A few years ago, I had this 6 weeks where every day I had a headache. And the only way I could get relief was to take a bunch of pain medicine, and I didn't, you know, I hate doing that, and this 6 week period, it just didn't seem to ever go away. I finally went to the doctor, and the doctor, he tells me, well, because of your family history and everything, he said, you know, this could be a brain aneurysm, and so I want you to get an MRI and an MRA, and, you know, we need to find out about this. And I just got to tell you, I didn't really have a peace about spending $4,000 or $5,000. I guess I'm just verifying once again I'm a tightwad. But anyway, I couldn't get a piece about that. Not only had the stress of, you know, this headache thing for 6 weeks, but now I got these fearful thoughts coming in my mind. What, you know, I finally decided I had to go to the Word. And I got a message on healing and listened to it. And through the word of the Lord, a peace came. That I was going to be all right. I could trust my Heavenly Father, my healer. I was just going to trust Him. And so I went to another doctor a few days later, and he said, this isn't caused by an aneurysm. You have a neck problem. And I'm just telling you, that's a whole different deal. But the Lord is able to take care of the neck problem too. Amen. But I'm just saying to you that the answer is the Word of God. That if we would look to the Word of God, we can always find a promise that will bring us peace. The Word of God strengthened my faith to be able to trust the Lord. It helped me to get my eyes back on the Lord and to trust Him. But here's the point. Listen, There's nothing like the Word of God to straighten out your thinking and get your mind back on the promises, back on the Lord, and to restore your peace. So I want to encourage you. Listen, this peace is supposed to be a way of life for us. It's not just for the worst of times. It's also for the best of times. And it's for everything in between. This is something that we're supposed to be living every day. As a follower of Jesus, we should have His peace. Now, I want you to understand this morning, you, like so many other things in the Scripture, you can't microwave peace. I really and honestly believe with all my heart that you may come down to the front at the end of the service today and God just give you a peace that you can't imagine is available. I believe that that can happen. But I want you to understand that to walk in this peace each and every day, it's going to take more than just you being prayed for one time or just you praying through one time. I'm telling you that if you're going to have this great peace, you're going to have to love the Word of God. It's available to you, but you're not going to microwave it. You're not going to get it in 20 seconds, but it's worth it. What a difference it'll make in your life. Psalms 119, verse 165, I want to read it again. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Love your law. Our perception and our idea of love is so tainted and so messed up by the culture we live in. Love is not a mere emotion that you have no control over, that just comes and goes. You see, the enemy of your soul, he wants you to think that you can't have this great peace because you don't love the Word. But the word love is not, listen, in the Scripture, the word love is not just some mushy emotion that just comes over you. I mean, if you're waiting for this emotion to just overwhelm you, oh, I love the Word. Let me tell you how you get that emotion. You make a choice to love the Word. You decide that you're going to love the Word. You start doing, acting like you love the Word. See, the Bible makes it very clear. 1 John 3:18, in regard to loving others, we're not to love just in word or tongue, but in deed, in action, and in truth. You see, the Bible kind of love is not just some emotion or something that you say, but it's something that you do. When you love your enemies, it's something you have to do. And so it is with the Word of God. It's something that you do in your life. And I'm telling you, this great promise of great peace, that you can roll over the stumbling blocks of life without being offended, without getting upset, without getting bent out of shape. I'm telling you, it's available, but you're going to have to decide, I'm going to love the Word of God. I love it more than TV. I love it more than the internet. I love it more than a good book. I love the Word of God. I'm going to turn off the TV. I'm going to turn off the computer. I'm going to turn my phone off. Where is your Bible? I don't know. Have you seen my phone? Oh, my phone. I dropped my phone. It's broke. What am I going to do? Oh. I'm going to tell you this straight up. Some of you love your phone. How much better to love the Word of God? Well, how do you get that? You just decide. God's Word is precious to me. It is better than silver and gold. It's sweeter than honeycomb. It's spirit and life to me. This is everything to me. Peace. It's available. But you're not going to microwave it. You're going to have to love it. In the same chapter, the psalmist says in verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Meditation simply means to think about it over and over. It's kind of the exact opposite of worry, because that's exactly what we do. When we worry, we think about the negative situation or what could happen over and over. We replay it in our mind. And that's what it means to meditate the Word of God. He says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." He thinks about it over and over and over and over and over and over. Great peace. Don't wait until you're in the midst of a storm. You will end up being just like the disciples, frantically going to the Lord and saying, "Lord, don't you care?" That's not great peace. And you don't have to be that way. Jesus says to them, "Why are you so fearful?" I'm telling you, if we would love the Word of God, we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to worry. If you've been in the Word, you know He cares. And you know it's going to be all right. You know that He's always with you. You know that He always causes us to triumph in Christ. You see, it's the Word of God that gives us the promises of God. It's the Word of God that tells us who God is and tells us what He's going to do for us. When we spend time in the Word of God, it prepares us for life. It prepares us for the stumbling blocks in our path. Through your day and a storm comes up, but if you've been spending time in the Word, you've been meditating on the Word, I'm telling you, you're going to have peace right through that storm. But usually we get shaken because we don't know the promises of God. We haven't been thinking about them. And you know, I just want to clarify here. Sometimes we know a promise. We've heard some preacher say it, and maybe we even read it for ourselves, but we haven't been meditating on it. It is not real to us. It is not a part of us. And so even though we know it in the back of our head somewhere, we're not experiencing great peace. No, you got to love the Word of God. And the more time that you spend in the Word, the more peace you're going to have. John 16:33. We've read this verse several times in this series, but I want you to take note of something here this morning. He says, "These things I have spoken to you." He said some things, "that in me you may have peace. In the world you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." You see, we have peace in Jesus. But notice, once again, he starts it this way. He says, "These things I have spoken to you." God has spoken some things to you. And I want you to know, yes, Jesus can speak to you at any time. But so often, he speaks to us through his Word. I believe the Word of God is God speaking to me. And we will have peace if we know what He's speaking to us. I know I'm raising the bar this morning. Listen, we're living in a lazy generation of Christians who are so much like the world. Church, our Father has something better for us. To live a life of peace, walking in the peace of God every day. It is available to us. I don't want to be this worried, stressed, anxious person. I need a stress-free job. I need a stress-free marriage. I need stress-free kids. You getting the idea? I need a stress-free life. That's not going to happen. You can move up into the mountains and be a hermit, and you're still going to have something to be anxious over and stressed over. The only way you're going to have peace in this world is Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And you can try to numb it and medicate it and escape it, but I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, it's Jesus that can give you peace. And if you really want this great peace, you're going to have to change something. Special kind of crazy to think that you can keep doing the same old thing and get different results. You're going to have to change something, but it's not changing your job or your wife or your kids or your life somehow. It's changing you. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world. Now, you know what? There's a lot of preaching that goes on about this verse of Scripture, but it has never been more applicable than what we're talking about this morning. Don't be stressed out and anxious and worried like the world. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, the Word of God has in it this life-giving power to change you. It will renew your mind. And the Bible says that when you renew the mind, you transform the life. This works. You renew the mind, and you're going to transform your life. So you don't have to be worried, stressed, always taking offense, always stumbling over every challenge and difficulty, but you got to renew your mind with the Word of God. You got to be in the good news a whole lot more than the bad news. This is not just cliche. You realize that the gospel, what are the things the gospel is called? Is the gospel of peace. It is the good news of peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble. And I'm telling you, there's so much bad news around us every day, all day. It will take you over if you don't do something about it. Most believers are living a stressed out, anxious life. Their hearts and minds are troubled. They're anxious about all kinds of things, and they are constantly feeding their heart and mind all of the bad news, all of the terrible things and the negative things going on in our society, and who said what, and blah, 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 and they're eating this garbage every day. And I challenge you this morning, this is life-giving. Jesus says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing will make them stumble. When I'm concerned about the church, I remember it's His church. Matthew 16, 18, He says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Listen, if we are attacked or falsely accused, we're not going to stumble. Psalm 91, 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. When we're ridiculed, criticized for our faith, and people try to make fun of us or put us down, listen, you don't need to get mad. You don't need to get bent out of shape. In fact, Jesus said to do exactly the opposite. He said, blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of things against you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. That's peace. I'm telling you, there is a promise for every situation of life. You see, when you're going along and all of a sudden everything just falls apart, all kinds of bad things are happening to you, it's not time for you to chime in with the world and say, oh, I don't understand why everything bad happens to me. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, it is time for you to stand up and say, great are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You see, the word of the Lord, when you're stressed out and anxious, go to the word. There is a word that can heal your soul, that can restore your peace. But I want you to get this morning. This great peace for those who love the law, they won't ever stumble. How do you get that? It is like a vaccination. You see, you don't have to get upset and then go hunt you a verse and try, you know, Lord, don't you care? What am I going to do? I'm telling you, you can just roll right over it when you love the Word of God. You see, you've already been vaccinated. Something comes up in your path, you're ready. You already have a peace in that situation. Sometimes it feels so inadequate and unequal to the task that's before me. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Corinthians 12:9, He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, wow, Lord, there's going to be a lot of strength in me. I'm telling you, you can have peace. No way I can get everything done that I need to get done. Psalm 121, verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You need some help? Oh, there's a verse for you to have peace. Sickness and disease tries to come on you. Psalm 103, He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. When you have the opportunity to be worried about the safety of your loved one, Psalm 34 and 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around all who fear Him and delivers them. You got unexpected bills that come your way, or maybe the income goes down and you're like, I don't know how this is going to work, but you know Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. Now I want to tell you, if that's just a verse that you heard some preacher say, it ain't going to work. But if it's down on the inside of you and you've been meditating it, you love the Word of God, I'm telling you, that verse will rise up inside of you and you'll roll right over what could have been a very anxious time in your life. You feel threatened by others, you say, Psalm 27 and 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He's got this. You feel all alone, maybe forgotten. Hebrews 13:5, he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm telling you, whatever stress, whatever battle, whatever the stumbling block, somebody said something ugly to you. Somebody did this. This happened, that happened. Listen to me. There's a promise from the Word of God that can give you such a peace that you won't even stumble. You won't be offended. You'll just roll right on, knowing that your God is more than enough. It's available to everybody who will love His Word. And that's my challenge to you this morning. Great peace, it's available. Love His Word. Make up your mind. I am going to love the Word of God. And I like to just give this very, very simple instruction, just a little bit of pastorly wisdom. Listen, if you're not a regular student of the Word and you're going to start reading the Bible, please don't start in Revelation or Leviticus. I mean, you read the book of Revelation, there's some passages that aren't going to give you peace. And you read Leviticus and all this stuff, and all you're going to get is a bunch of weird ideas because I'm not saying that it's not truth and it's not in there for a reason. It is, but I'm just telling you that that's not where you need to start. So unless you have a photographic memory, you please write this down if you're just starting out. Read the book of Genesis. It has so many of the great stories of the men and women of God and how God moved and did mighty things in their lives. Read Psalms and Proverbs. Both of them will speak to everyday life situations over and over again in a very simple and concise way many times. Read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I mention them because according to surveys of Christians today, the average Christian can't name all four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Not Luther. Luke and John. And then read the book of Acts, and then read the letters of Paul. But I'm just telling you, if you will avail yourself of the Word of God and love the Word of God, it will absolutely change your life. Some of you saying, I can't help it. I don't know if I can ever have peace. I'm telling you how. Great peace for those who love your law, and nothing will be able to make them stumble. I want you to stand with me. We're going to pray. I'd like for our prayer partners to come. Father, I just thank you for your word to us today. Help us, Father, to be doers of your word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would go after your word with hungry hearts. Oh, and Father, that every stress, every battle, every obstacle would turn us to your word to seek and to find. And Father, I pray this morning, especially for those that have been anxious and under a burden in life. Father, I just pray for them, Lord, that they would be encouraged this morning, that there is a peace that's available to them. And that peace will come. Oh, Father, as they find you in your word, I pray, Father, that you be glorified in our lives in this dark age when so many, Lord, are so stressed out, that surely your church will shine as those who have peace. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you to come for prayer as we dismiss this morning. As always, if you have any kind of a prayer need, you're welcome to come. We'd be glad to pray with you. I especially encourage those of you that are dealing with stress and anxiety in your life and you need peace, you come. Ask for prayer. This is the place to start. Some of you are saying, I hear what you're saying, preacher, about loving the Word, but I don't know. Listen, you confess your weakness to God. He can help you to do it. The Holy Spirit can remind you. So if that is something that you really want to do, but you don't know if you have the strength, the determination, the will to do, I encourage you to come for prayer. Let somebody pray with you. I'm going to dismiss you with this verse. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. Amen.